Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Nick Bosa has sustained a season-ending injury, an ACL tear. He's going to be out the rest of the year. 49ers, or rather Adam Schefter, reported that today. Here's the... Actually, I don't want to play that because he's got still got that wrong info in there. But Bosa tore his ACL, a different one than the one he... tour in 2020, but it's going to cost him the rest of the year. And the 49er fans, does it change your expectations of this season? It certainly made it more difficult, but how do you guys get through this Nick Bosa injury? 888-957-9570.
Stoney, I'm conflicted, and I know nobody's crying over there, the Niner players and coaching staff, but if I'm going to come in here as a spectator from afar, whispering sweet nothings about they can, and I said as much in the first segment, no, that got out of hand from me, but I said as much, like, man, if Bosa's going to miss a few weeks, they can hold it down. So now I have to test that. And the Niner players and coaching staff will. So if I guess what I'm saying to you all is if any team is prepared to go to battle without their one of their best players, because I believe Fred Warner's the best defensive player on the Niners, 90, but Bosa's right there. It's the Niners just from what they've had to deal with offensively, Andy. Like, this is par for the course this season.
Yeah, it's not something that they haven't dealt with in the past. Right. Let's go to Scott and Hayward. Hey, Scott, how you doing?
Gentlemen, good morning. I'm doing good. 3-0 does feel pretty good. I would like to add a little perspective. Yeah, I'm bummed Nick Bosa is out again. It's a bummer. He wasn't playing great last couple of years. He was finally looking great this year. He made a critical play last week to win the game. But, you know, the perspective I've got is we won those two games. Guru keeps talking about we're 3-0, but, you know, so we got a little credit in the bank, which is nice. But those two games were one with Mac Jones at quarterback and without Kittle in one of them. So, you know, it's one player. Niners are killing it right now with backups. They're juiced. They're running great. You got a solid defense that can finally stop the run, which is something they couldn't do at all last year. Your backup quarterback's winning you games. I think there's a lot to be excited about still. I think the Niners are definitely a playoff team still. And, you know, Nick Bosa going out sucks, but they drafted great on the D-line. And, you know, I don't think it changes their playoff picture.
I'm with you, Scott. Obviously, it's going to make it more difficult to make the postseason without Nick Bosa, but I don't see how this alone would prevent him from making the postseason.
Yeah, and that'll be tested right out the gate. But could you imagine us talking about how this injury impacts the team if they were 0-3? And the fact that they're 3-0, that gives you time. That buys you time. You earn that time. Bosa was a part of helping you earn that time. But that's the skinny of it all. You know, hopefully you're 4, 5, 6-0. But, Stoney, let's just say you get to 3-3. You still are in it. and you still got time, and I'm assuming three losses, and that might not happen, but man, you've bought yourself time to work on this and see how you can best get over this, I mean, this brutal injury that has Bosa out for the whole year and hopefully doesn't change the complex of your defense.
You know, one of the things we hear a lot is who saw this coming? And obviously nobody really saw an injury to Bosa coming, but do we think that Christian McCaffrey can make it through the whole year the way he's being used right now? Like, if we're talking about a guy who's got over 75 touches in three games, he's coming off an injury, and he, he's getting up there a little bit. Okay. If something happens to him and he gets banged up or nicked up, are we going to say, man, how could you even see that coming? Like, I think you've got to start preparing for your older players or your veteran players to miss portions of a 17-game season.
And I'm hearing that, and I'm not disputing it. I guess Uncle Injury Stani can come rob and strip and impact any player. And that's why I guess I look at what you just said, or I think about what you just said, and I think of Brock Purdy. He's a puppy, and he still got hurt. It happens, but to me, about your Christian McCaffrey one, I feel like the more pounding that we've seen him endure over these first three games, you're going to laugh. Stani, I think I'm like, okay, maybe what happened or what was bothering him last year with the bilateral knee tendonitis in both knees and all that good stuff. Maybe not that was a fluke because he's been injured, but the fact that the heavy pounding, 27 yesterday, 31 touches, like moving forward, I feel more confident in McCaffrey that the engine hasn't blown because it was getting tested. So I could be wrong, but I'll tell you this, it doesn't look like Kyle's got McCaffrey or anybody on a pitch count, including your backup quarterback, letting him throw it around the yard.
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. What did you make of Mac Jones playing his second consecutive game where he threw about 40 passes?
That's wow.
He's thrown 80 passes in two weeks. Brock Purdy threw 40 passes one time last year, and Mac Jones essentially has done it two times in two games. Is that some of the greatness of Kyle Shanahan and what he's seeing? Is Mac Jones a little bit better than we thought? You got to feel good about that, though, if you're a 49er fan. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm not trying to be negative, but do you have a problem with me? Klay Thompson had this injury, and, Bosa had it in high school, and it was the other knee that he had in the pro his rookie season. But do you have any problems, Stani, thinking to myself, have we seen – just from physically, the best of Nick Bosa?
I have no idea. I don't know. I just know that, this is the second time it's happened, and now you got to play 14 games without him, and now you got to worry about what he may look like next year, and right. And it's a part of football that a lot of teams have to deal with. Let's go to Mac in San Jose.
Mac.
Hey, Mac, what's up, man?
Hey, guys, I just wanted to talk about the injury bug the 49ers got and the way Kyle handles it.
Yeah.
I think it's probably pretty good. He gets guys to go full blast, and he doesn't worry about injuries. If
nope.
You're going to get injured, that's part of the cost of the game. He has guys slam into these zone blocking schemes where you're slamming into a brick wall hoping to find a crack. When it works, it's great. When it doesn't, it's not so great. It's rolling the dice. So there you go.
I actually,
but isn't that football around the?
Yeah, no. Actually,
globe?
I agree with Mac. I think that is the way Kyle Shanahan views the game of football. If they get into a game next week against Jacksonville, and he thinks that the best way to beat them is to run McCaffrey 33 times. He's going to run McCaffrey 33 times.
But shouldn't he do that, though, or any coach? I agree with that.
Well, then.
Are you saying you need to change it up? Is that what the caller's saying?
Well, I'm saying if you're concerned with the injuries,
why
would you run a guy 30 times a game? Like, he's more likely to get hurt in that situation. But my point is this, I agree with the caller. Kyle doesn't, like, that doesn't register for Kyle Shanahan. It just doesn't register. Yeah. He's going to go into the game.
I get it.
And he's going to utilize who he thinks is going to win him the game or gives him the best chance to win him a game. And he's just going to put the ball in that person's hands as much as possible. If he's going to put the ball in the hands of his best offensive player as much as possible. That's what he's done with McCaffrey since the minute he got here. Let's go to Wendy in Minnesota. Hey, Wendy, how you doing?
Hey, boys. Just heard about the Nick Bosa. Yeah, I just heard about the Nick Bosa thing, but I want to say one thing real quick. I was all ready to go to the Vikings versus Cincinnati because I wanted to see Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase. Look what happened. Didn't go to the damn game. Waited all year. Mm. Anyhow, the Nick Bosa thing, I'm not like, it's like obviously not great. But I think because Robert Saleh is there, they'll be okay. And Nick Bosa is not always consistent. Last year, he wasn't good. There are some games where he shows up, and there's some games where you don't even know he's on the field. So do I think his career is on the downslide? Yes. We don't know what he would have done the rest of the year. So my advice would be do not re-sign him next year. Do not re-sign Trent Williams. Get some younger players in there. And, yeah, injuries can still happen. But guess what? This is the second time Nick Bosa has had an ACL injury. And if he comes back next year, it's not going to be till what, fourth or fifth week of the season. I think it's time to move on from Nick Bosa. And I think if you didn't have Robert Saleh, you'd be in real big trouble.
Thanks, Wendy. Appreciate the call.
Yeah. I'm just looking at Stoney, you know, Bosa's Carfax report. And outside of the 1 year where he tore his knee up, in 2020, 2019, he gave you 16 games. 2021, he gave you 17, followed by 16 in 2022, 17 in 23. And 2024, he had 14. Obviously, you want that. But, you know, that wasn't eight. And the sacks had gone down after having 15 and 18 in 2021 and 2022. But, man, as far as durability and being out there for much of the year, he had that after pretty much, you know, messing his knee up in 2020.
So Nick Bosa is out for the rest of the year. And, you know, Christian McCaffrey is a guy who a lot of people are kind of concerned about him. He's played three darn good games after his injury. This is Kyle Juszczyk talking about Christian McCaffrey and how he trains and whether or not you need to worry about injuries with him or how Kyle goes about it.
I trained with Christian in the offseason, and I'm telling you, there is nobody on this planet that trains like Christian McCaffrey. I'm telling you, he put absolutely everything into getting back to his form for this season. I mean, that guy literally 6 to 7 days a week from 9 a.m. till 6 p.m. He has a trainer with him 24/7. He was grinding, and you're seeing that pay off. And quite honestly, it's needed for, like you said, the amount of touches this guy gets. He gets tackled 30 times a game. I can't imagine. I get tackled once a game and I'm sore. So, man, it's just a testament to his work ethic and his dedication. And he's always got a little something left in the tank. No matter how many times he got hit there, he had that huge screen at the end of the game to, you know, put us in good field goal position. And that's a guy that we're going to call on in those type of situations because the whole team, Kyle, has all the faith in the world in him because he's one of the best football players on this planet.
All right, so that was Kyle Juszczyk talking about Christian McCaffrey. And, I mean, he didn't say it, but it sounds like I heard it. And that is, you know, this is why McCaffrey trains like he does so that Kyle can use him as much as possible. And that's what Kyle Shanahan does because he thinks McCaffrey's one of the best backs in football. And if McCaffrey's not, doesn't have the ball in his hand, I guess that means, or in his hands, that means somebody else has got the ball in their hands, but he wants to put it in McCaffrey's hands the most because he thinks he's the best.
Yeah, and I hear that. I think of Jerry Rice. What made Jerry Rice so special, Stoney? Not just what he did on game day, but, you know, the stories and the videos that you see of him working and running hills, just being a warrior in that regard. So when I hear that, that's what makes McCaffrey great, too.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey Sports Station, and the home of the Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. Let's go to Frank in Santa Clara, wants to talk about Bosa and his injury. What's up, Frank? How are you?
Good, good. How are you guys doing? I see the injuries for the Niners, and I think it's related to the turf on the field. There's always been issues with that grass. And just ask James Conner, right? He's out for the season too. So I think something has to be done with the field. I don't know, put the fake stuff down or whatever. Something to do with the grass. That's what I think.
Yeah, I mean, but Bosa got hurt in New York, although they said they have some issues with that turf.
That fake stuff.
I don't know.
And, yeah, speaking of grass, Donnie, that side looked so beautiful, like the Coliseum back in the day, the A's grass. The Niners yesterday, I was just like, man, that looks like – and they're having the Super Bowl here, but I don't – that was grass.
Austin's in the city. Hey, Austin, how you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. I just want to piggyback on what I was saying about Nick Bosa and McCaffrey. Just not having the backup presence. I mean, we not only got a backup presence for McCaffrey, but we already had the backup with Grindo and the rookie that they just drafted. I feel like we should have drafted, you know, backup help for Nick Bosa and George Kittle. You know, we can't say that we didn't see these injuries not coming, because they coming, and they get injured every year around the same time. So just not having that backup presence in Nick Bosa really sucks. I hope Robert make it through the season. That's all I got.
No, I appreciate it.
Austin. Alfred Collins and Big Michael Williams, who's popping, helping stopping the run. So you got some young stuff. And those guys got us. They're going to take on a bigger role, but now we're going to be, you know, focused and honed in on them way more. But it's not like you don't have youngsters on the defensive line. That they were popping. That's what had me excited.
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. And the 49ers,
man,
if you're just joining us today, they are 3-0. That's the good news. The bad news, they got some, tough info on Nick Bosa. He's going to miss the rest of the year with a torn ACL. It's different than the one he tore in 2020, but the same one he tore in high school. And the 49ers suffer another big blow injury-wise. And we've seen that over the years with Kyle Shanahan teams. And what do you make of it? I have no idea what to make of all these injuries that have happened fairly consistently over the Shanahan era. I'm all ears, though.
Nah, I'm with you. And I'll say this. You got to ask me about the offense and defense. But to be honest with you, Stoney, the offense is the one, you know, this year that's had to endure more injuries. I brought up our guy Greenlaw, and that happened a couple years ago in the Super Bowl. But the bottom line is, I mean, it's just been musical chairs on the offensive side of the ball. Defense, it was just about youth, you know, them going through their football puberty together, you know, good days, bad days, good plays, bad plays. But now you take out a captain, a rock, you know, an anchor on the D-line. I mean, man, Stoney, we'll see how they overcome it. And I know Fred Warner and D-Winners are going to hold it down. But the bottom line to me is, you know, how's this impact the guys up front? Michael Williams, the Collins of the world. Those dudes got to get busy and get after it, and we'll see if they're up to it.
Yeah, and the extension of the Nick Bosa injury, you know, we're also talking a lot about Christian McCaffrey, a player who's been hurt last year in particular. And Mac Jones was asked about CMC and all his touches and how tough he is and whether they can keep this up in terms of how they utilize Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah, we were just like both in the cold tub next to each other just watching. I was asking him, like, you took a lot of hits. He's like, yeah, I'll be good though. And he's just tough. Like, he'll be out there and practicing, and that's just who he is. And he takes care of his body the best I've ever seen every day. And I've learned a lot about the body and what you need to do to get ready for the next game being around him. But yeah, he's really tough. And
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
He did a great job. We had a couple plays where, you know, we weren't on the same page for various reasons, but at the same time, I know he's my safety blanket. I can just throw it to him, and he'll get you between 6 and 15 yards every time.
That was Mac Jones talking about Christian McCaffrey, his toughness.
He was a beast yesterday, Stoney. Nothing came easy, and I'm sitting here looking, 10 catches. They needed all of them, 88 yards and 8.8 a pop. And also 17 carries against a stout Arizona Cardinal defense that was not going to let you beat them running the ball. And Arizona, that bird even started looking evil to me as I watched them play defense. Stoney, like, they were aggressive, but man.
This is so Christian McCaffrey, again, a lot of touches. And he was asked if he takes pride in how many times he gets hit during a game. That's a new one.
No, I do not. Yeah, no. I don't like getting hit. I don't want to get hit. But no, I mean, sometimes there's games where, you know, you take a lot of shots. Sometimes there's not. But I feel great right now. And, you know, once again, I think just the nature of the beast is sometimes when it rains, it pours. And I've been very fortunate in this league to have a lot of success. And I've had leagues that or seasons that have been humbling. And I've realized that it's better to not focus on anything but what you can control in the moment. And continuing to grow and get better every week.
Christian McCaffrey doesn't like to get hit.
You got to love the media, right? He got to stand to know.
888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to Bob's in San Francisco. Wants to talk about the Niners, their injuries, and what he sees. Hey, Bob, how you doing, man?
Hey, how's it going? Great show, fellas.
Thanks.
It's a little heated this morning. I'm glad you guys made up.
All good.
I basically, let's see, I kind of agree with Mac, right? But let's just, for the sake of argument, let's just say from Pop Warner to the pros, players get injured. So it's just a matter of, sorry about the sirens. It come. Anyway, so that's that. But everybody's looking for a scientific reason why the Niners are getting so frequently injured.
Right.
I don't have a scientific reason. I've got something else.
All right. Call
it the curse of Dr. York. When he took over this team, he ran this team into the ground. The best thing ever happened to this team was letting his son take over. And as a result, I don't know what the issue is with the Niners, but I'm just going to blame it on that. Anyway, that's my take.
All right. And I know a lot of other people say it's the curse of moving down to Santa Clara.
Yeah, I just, to that one caller, Sonny, I ain't forget. I mean, they were on grass, so he blamed it on the grass. But I don't know what's going on. I don't know if you heard this news. Nobody cares here in this market, but it's in the NBA, Stoney. Speaking of stuff being torn, Van Vliet tore his ACL. So he's out for the season.
Fred Van Vliet?
Yeah.
Yikes.
Man.
This is from the 707 on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. Kyle needs to continue to diversify. Like he manages a game. And he knows how to manage the players. You can't burn out CMC. You've got to diversify. Well, that's kind of not been his MO since we've gotten to know Kyle Shanahan over the years. And, the other thing is he's got a running back in Christian McCaffrey that wants to carry the ball as much as possible. And if you've got a running back like that, I think, a guy like Kyle Shanahan is gonna milk you, and that's what he does with McCaffrey. And he's done it ever since he got here. Yeah. I'm talking about McCaffrey.
And I know we kind of got away from the game, rightfully so, Stoney, about this injury, but I was coming down Kyle's road just for a little bit. Now, McCaffrey was running hard, 17 carries on the ground. Stoney Robinson had an 11, B-Rob, had an 11-yard run. It was a toss. And to me, and it was hot out there, to me it felt like the Cardinals was like, good Lord, don't give it to no dude who's, you know, is fresh. And I felt like Kyle could have tapped in that to a tad bit more. He didn't, but I thought it was odd. It was just, you know, he had two carries, Brian Robinson Jr., but one was for 11 yards, Stoney, and I felt like he was Marshawn Lynch just because I felt like the Arizona defenders were like, damn, this is different. This ain't McCaffrey. And I was like, oh, Kyle might run this, switch this thing up, and thunder and lightning. Didn't happen, but I had that thought, something I jotted down.
We obviously had some bad news with Bosa today. He's going to miss the rest of the season. But this is the 49ers locker room after the game yesterday. Kyle Shanahan addressing the team. A little bit of a pick-me-up here.
Guys, unbelievable job, man. The fortitude of you guys, the resilience, the character, whatever happened in that game, guys, you guys didn't panic. We got it done, man. I tell you, I told you guys last night, whoever ran the ball better win this game. That was awesome football. All right, when I look at that and I go down to the end of that game, all right, Mac, you battling through that. D, you guys gave us a chance to run away with it. Upton Stout, where are you, man?
Let's do it! Let's do it!
Let's get ready for next week and appreciate each other.
Love you guys. Hell of a win. Enjoy it tonight. We'll see you guys tomorrow, man.
Let's go, baby!
Family on three. One, two, three.
Family!
All righty, that was Kyle Shanahan in the locker room after the game. 888-957-9570 is the number. How do you make up for the loss of Nick Bosa if you can? And by the way, if you're not doing anything on Saturday, this weekend, I'll be at Friedman's Appliance, where you can take advantage of factory direct prices, one-of-a-kind opportunities, special pricing on floor models, and convenient financing. Save on new appliances from trusted brands like Miele, Electrolux, Bosch, L&G, and Maytag. If you haven't been to Friedman's, you got to get there. The store is huge with appliances everywhere, live working vignettes. What are vignettes? A vignette is like a model kitchen or a laundry room, so you can see what the appliances look like. They all work, and I guarantee you'll be impressed. It's the greatest showroom I've ever been in. Visit Friedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill for their fall clearance sales. It's their event, and it's this weekend, September 26th through the 28th. That's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So this is the best time to save on new appliances for your home. Come see me and say hi on Saturday, September 27th. I'll be there from noon to 2 at 2304 Monument Boulevard. Evan and Mark Grandy will be there to do the show. Friedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill. See you there this weekend.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, San Francisco 49ers find out, and their fans find out today that Nick Bosa is going to miss the rest of the year with an ACL injury. Adam Schefter reporting that earlier today. I'll play the whole thing from Adam Schefter right now. Just know that this is the initial report, and he just made one small mistake by saying it was the same ACL as the one that occurred in 20. He later corrected this report and made sure everyone knows it's a different one, the different one. But nevertheless, here's what Adam Schefter reported this morning.
Well, it turns out, Matt, that the tests on Nick Bosa's knee showed a torn ACL, a season-ending torn ACL. It's a clean tear, but nonetheless, he's going to require surgery that's going to end his season. When we saw Nick Bosa walk off the field yesterday, he flashed a thumbs down. He sensed that something was wrong at that time. Now, after the game, Kyle Shanahan said that they felt like his ACL was intact. That's what the first test on the field showed. But further testing today, an MRI showed just minutes ago that that ACL was in fact torn. It's the second time in his career that he has torn his ACL. It's on the same knee. He did it against the Jets at MetLife Stadium, and now he did it again yesterday against the Arizona Cardinals. A huge loss for a 49ers defense that was off to a strong start. They now will have to make do without their best defensive player.
All right, one more time. It was a different knee than he hurt in 2020, but he did hurt the knee that he hurt yesterday in high school.
Yeah. And, oh boy, Stani. And I thought to myself, watching that in real time, I know you said you didn't catch that part where he put the – I'm like, okay, he'll be back out there next week for Jacksonville. If he doesn't come back, Jacksonville. But Aniston Howard, Stani, I don't know who she is, but she tweeted me, you and I, on Twitter, and she said, when are we going to hold the coaching staff accountable? And I would just tell young lady, what's that look like? How can you do that when it's a violent game and injuries happen? And just look at the other side of the field yesterday. Connor went out. So, young lady, I don't know what you want us to do and who you want us to hold accountable, because if they knew that they were doing something wrong and why they were being victimized or hit with the injury bugs, Donnie, I'm sure they would stop it.
I mean, I think it's, you know, I don't know if Kyle Shanahan has made any connection on why it happens to them, maybe more than other teams, or why not?
Do you think he would get irritated if a reporter asked him that? They may have already.
If the numbers are correct and that no team has been injured in the last 8+ years as much as the San Francisco 49ers, then that's just a fact that under Kyle Shanahan they've been hurt more than any other team, or more than 90% of the teams. He might get mad, but it's a fact, and it's a fair question to ask him, even if he says it's been 8 years of bad luck, which it might be. I have no idea how to explain it. Let's go to Paul in Oakland. He does want to talk about the injuries in football, though. What's up, Paul? How you doing?
Hey, good afternoon, Stani and Guru. How are you guys doing today?
Hey.
So let me preface my call by saying that I'm a longtime high school football coach in the Bay Area. So my take is going to be kind of from that perspective. I think if you look at the 49ers and offense specifically, the style of offense they run is a running game built offense. It's extremely physical. It's an impose your will style of offense. Zone blocking involves tons of combos, climbing the linebackers, and it's got to be practiced in a very physical manner in order for it to be successful. So if you go back into Kyle's history, and this is just my take on it, where did he learn his football? Well, from his dad, Mike. And where did Mike really make his name? And that was with the Denver Broncos. And he had an offensive line coach with him back in that day named Alex Gibbs, who was kind of one of the fathers of zone blocking. And I've listened to Alex Gibbs speak at clinics over the years. And he begins each one of his presentations with, this is physical. This is impose your will. This is dominant. And if you're not willing to practice it like that, then you're not going to be successful. With all that being said, I think there's a lot of different styles of run game in the NFL and offense. Some are less physically imposing. Some are more trapping-oriented or outside-reach-oriented. A lot of the teams in the NFL have gone to the quarterback-centric. We got to throw the ball a ton. So what I'm asking or suggesting is it could be just the style that the 49ers employ, much like what Denver did, and then when Shanahan was in Washington, could lend itself to that and then build on top of it. This is my last point for you guys to think about. The manner in which NFL teams practice now is far different from what it was 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago. And if you're going to try to be a physically dominant run team and you don't have the practice time and you're not doing that in your sessions at practice, and I'm not talking about just scrimmaging 11 on 11 all the time. I'm talking about what are you doing in your individual groups with your group work? Are you imparting that physicality even to NFL guys? You're going to lend yourself susceptible to that. And the injury thing, to me, another element is in the NFL, it's professional football. It's the closest to that baseball adage, you're only as good as your last at bat. These guys are paid to win, and the 349er games this year, even with acknowledging that McCaffrey is coming off of an injury,
right?
They've all been one or two score games.
Yep.
They're all games where you got to be getting the ball to your guys relative to how you do it to win those games. And if Kyle doesn't do that, we're going to be talking about 6-11 this year, and your caller is going to be talking about a new coach.
Thanks, Paul. Appreciate the call.
Go ahead.
Maybe Kyle Shanahan's, you know, if they're practicing harder and more physically than other teams, that might just be something that Kyle Shanahan says, if we don't do that, we're going to be an ordinary football team. So the only way we can be as good or better than other teams is if we practice harder and we replicate game speed in practice. That may be a non-negotiable for Kyle Shanahan.
Yeah, and the NFL jumped in, Stoney, and tried to make it difficult for NFL teams to practice that hard, as you guys talk about, or that much, you know, not just in the offseason and just in particular for reasons like this, but I do see similarities between Kyle and his dad, Mike Stoney, and I know you don't care. I played a lot of Madden in my day, but, you know, outside of Terrell Davis, Mike Shanahan had guys like Orlandis Gary, Mike Anderson, Ruben Drones, Clinton Portis, Tatum Bell, and I see similarities with Kyle where he has running back by committee up until he got his high prize possession in Christian McCaffrey, but the fact that Kyle gave him the ball that much yesterday, Stoney, I'm not saying I'm against it, is telling me he feels like, you know, Goo and Stoney, I ain't got no pitch count. I know last year was last year. McCaffrey's ready. And Stoney, for the most part, McCaffrey was handling the load yesterday.
Orlando in San Bruno. What's going on, Orlando? How you doing, man?
Hey, guys. Thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to chime in and say, you know, Rob Beal Jr., he's from the practice squad. He's obviously going to need to help out big time. But I have faith on Huff that he'll be able to try to duplicate the quickness of what we're going to miss. The other thing is, the last one is the reason why Mac is doing so much is because Shanahan has more faith on his arm than he does with Purdy. But that's all. We'll be okay. It's going to be a challenge, but it'll be all right. Thank you, guys.
Back at you.
Thank you, Orlando. Appreciate the call.
Yeah, I don't even – Stoney ain't trying to be messy. I do scratch my head a little bit. It's damn. Normally you dial it down with your backup quarterback, you know, with the air. In this case, it's more. But like I said, Brock Purdy's job is secure, and he's the quarterback of the future. But it is interesting to watch Mac Jones just – I don't know if the word is freedom – but throw it around the yard like he's doing.
Yeah.
It almost cost him yesterday.
Yeah, he's thrown 80 times in the last two games, and they've run 46 times in the last two games. So, you know, they try to be a 50-50 team under Purdy. Maybe they try to be a 50-50 team under Mac Jones, but the defense is making it easy in terms of what to call if you're Kyle Shanahan.
Yeah, and I was football surprised, Donnie, that Jennings didn't play, but it goes back to what I told you. It's like with this Niner team, you're waiting and yearning for that day where everybody's going to be healthy, but guys just keep dropping like flies, but they're winning. But you just wonder, how long can you keep that up when, oh, Stani will be back in 2 weeks. Then when you're back, I'm gone. Then when I'm back, Pasta's gone. Like, it's just musical chairs right now. And now we know who's not coming back, and that's 97.
Yep. Let's go to Doug in Wichita. Hey, Doug, what's going on, man?
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
Hey, hey.
So, group, hey. Man, I'm just disappointed, obviously, with the injury to Bosa. And then I think Guru was asking, how do you feel, or something like that. What's your expectation for the rest of the season? And so my first initial reaction is just, all right, I had really high expectations for the year, and then they fell. But now my mind's getting back into, well, it is next man up, and as long as you just win the next game. So that's all I'm worried about is the next game. I hope Bosa gets well, you know. I do have a little bit of a pessimistic outlook on it, being his third overall knee injury, as I understand it. I mean, you can only bust your knees up so many times. But, hey, man, I hope he comes back strong. And let's just get to next week and win the next one.
Appreciate the call, Doug. And that's, you know, that's where 3-0 comes in. If you guys were 1-2 or 0-3.
Could you imagine?
I think it would look a lot different, but the reality is you're 3-0, and now you play the Jacksonville Jaguars. So good chance to go 4-0 with or without Nick Bosa, with or without Brock Purdy.
Yeah, but I'll say this. The one thing you do know, and I'm not saying this is a positive, about Bosa, Stoney, is he's not coming through that door. The Purdy thing fluctuates, you know?
Yep. 888-957-9570 is the number. Nick Bosa is going to be out for the rest of the year. He tore his ACL yesterday against the Arizona Cardinals. And not the same knee that he hurt in 2020, but he's going to miss the rest of the year. And takes a little of the positivity away from the 49ers, who've started 3-0, but they're still in first place in the NFC West. They've still won one more game in the division than they won all of last year. And their schedule, while you never get an automatic win in the NFL, their schedule still gives the 49ers an opportunity to be very competitive, if not make the playoffs or win this division, I think. That's where I'm still at. Where are 49er fans at? At 888-957-9570.
Stoney, I look at the production since he got his deal, Bosa, that is, and you got 21.5 sacks, and I'm counting the two this year, 10 and then 9, and you kind of wish you could get that in 1 year, but you hadn't. But the bottom line is, you know, he's got to out, what, here after next year, I believe. But, man, oh, man, this is devastating. I'm not saying they can't overcome it, but I just – watching that game – and I know you could sit here and you kind of hit me with a bag of bricks early with Connor. That was a gruesome injury. It's football. It happens. But I know Niner fans just feel like, and the numbers are backing you up, Stein, backing them up, this is happening too frequent for the red and gold.
This is Kyle Shanahan. He was asked about how the defensive line stepped up, and he was asked specifically after the Bosa injury.
I just saw him step it up. I mean, as I saw a number of guys make plays, I thought they contained Kyler pretty good, which is a huge challenge. I mean, the whole goal is to keep him in that pocket, and it is extremely hard with how fast he is and how quick he is. And I thought we played the run game very well. They didn't give any big ones, and I was real proud of the whole defense, but especially the D-line.
That was Kyle Shanahan. They held Kyler Murray to 6 carries, 37 yards.
Stoney, how fast is that dude?
I think you take that with him.
Yeah. I'm disappointed in him, just in his career. I know nobody cares right now. Watching that guy run around the corner, get to the outside, and then just like a little road runner, get the first down. I'm like, dude, you should be better than you are. But I guess if your receiver catches wide open balls, Marvin Harrison Jr., I was feeling sorry for the guy, and then he drops that ball. I'm like, man. But anyway, yeah, they did well holding him to, what, 37 yards on the ground? Didn't even pass for 200, Kyler Murray.
This from the 650 on the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorney's text line. Oh, he's okay. He's talking about the injuries. Jennings missed the whole training camp, so this was another one that was bound to happen. I guess that's one way to look at it. Let's go to Jay Will in San Jose. Hey, Jay Will, how you doing?
Good, man. Just talking about these injuries and, you know, trying to find the answer to it. And I'm kind of, it is football, but at some point you try to figure out how much are they pushing them. And that's what I'm trying to get to the bottom of, because it's happening a lot. But it is football, and it does happen.
Well, I mean, the one thing that I would say is that a little distracted here. Sorry about that. The one thing that I would say about the injuries is, how do you want Kyle Shanahan to incorporate them, if you know what I mean? Like, should he coach to avoid injuries? That seems kind of strange. But then again, they're so prevalent that maybe you do try to do something different. I just don't know, Jay Will.
Yeah. Now, Bosa going down, huge loss for the defense. Like you said, we're 3-0. We got injuries all over the place. We will be getting some guys back that will help, but it's just, will the defense still put pressure helping out that secondary? And that's what I'm looking forward to see.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, this is another silver lining, I think, would be Robert Saleh. Robert Saleh is probably the best defensive coordinator the Niners have had in order to deal with what they're going through now with the injuries and also having a lot of young players to incorporate.
Now, I know, Stoudy, I'm known for my bad analogies, but I'm going to give you another one for Robert Saleh. It's the gym one. So you are asking him to get these youngsters along with Warner and Bosa ready to, you know, bend but don't break and not have them be a weak point of the team. And through 3 weeks, I think it was an A+. But I feel like that task was asking somebody to bench press 150 pounds, but now asking Robert Saleh without Bosa to get pressure week in, week out, and not have this defense go back is almost like saying, okay, hey, can you bench press 300 now? That's double, you know? So we'll see how, if they can do it.
Yeah, I mean
that's a lot, man.
Yeah, this is they're gonna have to get through some short term stuff with Jennings and with Purdy and with Kittle and maybe even Ayuk a little bit.
But they're also
going to have to get through the long-term part of the year, which is going to be without Nick Bosa now for the entire year, and how that's going to impact your defense, which was off to a really, really encouraging start.
And if you're, you know, how are the books, Donnie? If you're, you know, we mentioned Hendrickson in Cincinnati, but I feel like he's too expensive. But what's John Lynch doing in company right now? You know, trying to see, you know, if they get frisky or they even can afford to try to see if something's out there. Not to get Bosa-like impact, but, you know, get a guy that might be disgruntled or some situation like Jimmy Butler in Miami to where it was just toxic and you knew the guy was leaving. I'm wondering if that couldn't be an outlet. I'm sure they're trying everything, but
yeah,
this is going to be terrible.
888-957-9570 is the number. Just to recap, if you're just joining us, getting ready for the crossover with Dibs and Willard. 49ers, obviously big win yesterday, 16-15 over the Arizona Cardinals. But unfortunately, they find out that Nick Bosa is going to miss the rest of the year with a torn ACL. So the San Francisco 49ers... they're going to have to figure out how to win football games without one of their best defensive players, one of the best defensive players in the league, in Nick Bosa.
Yeah, and forgive me for doing this, people, but I'm probably not the only one. But, Stoudy, I know it's about Operation Jacksonville and the Rams after that and whoever's after that and whoever's after that. But the bottom line is I'm thinking long-term, Klay Thompson, or guys who just get injured. You know, is Bosa going to be Bosa when he gets back, when that day does come? And how does this impact next year, you know?
Yeah, this was Fred Warner after yesterday's game. Knowing about the cloud around the team with Nick Bosa, but Fred Warner was talking about the big picture here and how much he believes in this team.
Well, yeah, I think it just speaks to how gritty our team is. You know, we got a team full of fighters who are willing to go the distance all four quarters and, you know, and some if we need it. But, you know, we're calling on a lot of guys who probably didn't know that they were going to be needed as much as they have been. And so just extremely proud of the group and finding ways to win. And we'll just continue to try to get better and keep finding ways to win.
Fred Warner.
He's good, man.
Talking about the next man up mentality. And
that's what they've been doing.
And it's what they're going to need from this point on, no doubt about it. This is from the 718 on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. Fellas, I think we've got a lost season on our hands. Okay. The Cardinals let us off the hook. Would any playoff team do the same? The writing is on the wall. I'm grateful for the Shanahan years. I just don't see him withstanding the fallout if we can't put it together this season or next. I'm not ready to call it a lost season. Maybe if you were 0-3 and you just lost Bosa, that might be one thing.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Playing for a draft pick.
But you're 3-0, and it's a division that, to me, doesn't have an overwhelming favorite. The Rams are obviously a real good team. They gave Philly all they can handle yesterday, let one get away.
Blew it.
That's what letting one get away looks like.
Yeah, right.
And, you know, the 49ers, think about it this way, they've been able to hold on three straight weeks. And that's why they're 3-0, and that's why we got a long way to go before I'll call this a lost season. I also think, you know, calling it a lost season would be a little bit of an insult to the good players they have on this team who've won in the past.
Yeah, but I would just tell that Niner fan, why pick your head up, you know? Let me see your shoulders abroad. Like, you haven't seen or tasted the stew, Steiny, with all the ingredients in it.
Yeah, I mean,
you know what I mean? Like, guys are going to come back hoping none go down by the time they get back. I keep saying that. But, man, how can you look at this as a – like, it's almost like you haven't tasted the finished product yet.
I mean, the problem is they're never going to be a finished product now this year. They're never going to –
hopefully offensively. You know what I mean?
They're never going to get completely healthy this year. So, I mean, what do you want to do? Is that going to be – is Bosa going to be the excuse that we're using at the end of the year if they don't make it or not? Or can they make it in spite of Nick Bosa?
Well, and I'm not asking for excuses, Donnie, but it's kind of, you know, crazy here. So last year you're telling me the Niners are without their best offensive player. And then, bam, 2 weeks in, you're without your best defensive player or one of your best defensive players.
That's the way it's gone for the last for the start of the last two seasons. Yep. 888-9 – well, I'm sorry. We got crossover coming up with Willard and Dibs on the other side. Good news is the San Francisco 49ers – they're 3-0, and they lead the NFC West. They've done it with some backups. The bad news is that Nick Bosa is going to miss the rest of the season with a torn ACL, and the San Francisco 49ers will have to navigate the next 14 games without him, and then obviously into the postseason if they can make the postseason. That segment was brought to you by LifeSource Water Systems.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.